Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh, let's do it, shall we? This is pretty cool. Charlie Puth is a huge fan of Friends, and none other than Courtney Cox herself was doing a little trivia with Charlie, and he nailed it.
Okay, finish the lyrics. Smelly cat, smelly cat.
What are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Yes, got it, boy. Really cool. His brother, Stephen Puth, we actually sat down with Joe and got to interview, and he's got a new EP coming out. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And you brought up, too, one thing in the interview maybe we'll get to eventually is that wouldn't it be cool if they collaborated?
Like, yes.
I mean, it'd be nice to see, like, bros on bros.
Right. I mean, he's trying to do his own thing, distinguish his own
of
sound.
Course.
But, I mean, look at, like, we talked about the Joe Bros. There's lots of acts that really work. So, I say, do it together. They are so cool. Well, moving on to Ryan Reynolds, one of my faves, along with Blake Lively. They did the sweetest gender reveal of baby number 3. They had a third princess. And here is Ryan talking about his first little girl, Wyatt.
And is she talking?
Yeah, she's saying mama.
I'm telling you.
You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me mama, too.
So now they have 3 adorable little girls. He's officially outnumbered.
Yeah, dude, you better get a boy. Get one soon.
They do a good job of always keeping pregnancies on the DL. Like, we didn't know she was pregnant again until she almost had the baby. So congrats to those two. That's so awesome. Well, the man who saved Helen Hunt's life from the terrible accident she was in is now speaking out. His name is Zarin Thomas.
After I cracked the door open, I just seen 3 people inside. I just immediately, out of my instinct, helped them up, helped them out of the car. I was just thinking about them at the time.
Yeah, he said he helped them out. He had no idea that was Helen Hunt or anyone famous. He was just a good Samaritan. He was working across the street when the terrible crash happened. She got cut off in LA. The car flipped. She is doing okay. Said she's going to be just fine, but he really helped save Helen Hunt's life.
I would prefer, like, just in general, like, I hope somebody wouldn't recognize you. You might be like, hey, are you Helen Hunt? You okay in there?
You okay?
Oh, Helen, what happened?
I know.
I love your movie. Remember that one time in that movie?
As good as it gets. You rocked.
That's Can I
so
have a
good.
Selfie?
Yeah, come on, real quick. Smile.
I know. Thank goodness she's okay. I want to see her in more stuff. She's been quiet for the moment, but I'm glad she's on the mend. Kylie Jenner, OMG. All the rage. I mean, Rise and Shine is a new smash hit. Is she going to get a Grammy or what? We talked about this on the show yesterday, so it's gone viral.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
When she was waking up, her little girl, Stormy, and now there's just a million memes. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, even celebs are putting collaborations together. This is so funny. We have Stormy in a little video listening. And what does little Stormy think about her mom's rise in singing fame?
Daddy, please.
No, baby, that's mommy. Mommy's singing.
Mommy, daddy sing.
Oh, you want daddy singing?
Yeah.
I'm not good enough?
Daddy sing.
Okay.
Of course, daddy is Travis Scott. She's used to daddy singing, but mommy may have a singing career here too, but it's gone viral. It's everywhere, so love it. And lastly here, one of your favorites, Joe, Nikki Glaser. We love her so much. She is on a comedy tour. Have you watched Bangin' on Netflix?
Yeah, I actually was into it, I think, 2 weeks ago for What I'm Into. It's really good.
Yes, that's her new special. And here she is talking a little bit just about her life.
Here's the thing. I don't blame him for not loving me in the beginning because I was not myself. I was just living lies. Like, I was pretending to be a real peach of a girl. Like, he thinks I read. Yeah. Like, more than tweets and Plan B side effects. Like, he thinks I'm, like, into books. I know. I even bought, like, the most, like, expensive book to impress him. This book called Kindle. And it's, like, I haven't read it yet. It's, like, one big page.
Yeah, and that Bangin' is definitely a mature audience. It's very adult, but I really enjoyed it on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out on Netflix. Like you mentioned, it is for adults only. It's 1 hour, 3 minutes long, but Nikki Glaser doesn't get much cooler than her.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Porkchop says, hey, he's got some breaking audio that we
breaking.
Should play. All right, let's see what this is.
Rise
and shine. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Rise and shine.
I'm telling you, she's going to get a Grammy.
Remix?
Rise and shine.
What the heck?
Rise and shine.
Stop!
Kylie!
Rise and shine. 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 Rise and shine.
I actually like this. that bad?
Yes, very bad.
Embarrassing.
It's Mackenzie's song of the day on Monday.
It is. I'm going to put this on my alarm. That's I'm going to wake up every morning.
Who has time for that? All right. That was something I wish we wouldn't have played, but that
is. I loved that moment.
That is the tea with Mackenzie here on Joe and Mackenzie. Rico did something in a hot tub for the first time, and now he can't stop doing it.
He can't undo it or stop.
He probably both. Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.